sometimes it just helps to have another opinion, a biblically grounded opinion. Welcome to Ask Pastor John, a short time of questions and answers with pastor and author John Piper. John, I know that you don't keep up with contemporary culture all that much, but a couple of years ago, I guess maybe it's several years by now, there was a movie called Saving Private Ryan. Did you ever get to see that?
I never saw it. I'd like to see it.
You know, I saw just a few minutes of it, one snippet and another snippet, and it was so powerful. I mean, the basic story is, as many people will know, James Ryan's three brothers have all been killed in battle, and the Army decides to risk eight men to go find Private Ryan on the battlefield and bring him back home safely so his family doesn't suffer a total loss. Well, Ryan is finally saved, but only after Captain Miller, who's the leader of the rescue group, is mortally wounded. And as he dies, he lifts his blood-soaked fingers, soaked in his own blood as he's dying, to Ryan's face and says, "Earn this." And then as the movie ends, we see Ryan in his old age, and he's alone amidst a sea of white crosses, weeping at this officer's grave. He's absolutely distraught over whether he had done enough to earn that blood. Have I done enough? And I mean, that was such a powerful moment to me, and it seems to me that many Christians are like Private Ryan. They're trying to earn the blood that Jesus has shed on the cross for them.
Yeah. That's a sad way to conceive of responding to Jesus Christ on the cross, as though he held out his bloody hand on the cross and said, "Earn this." It turns the cross right on its head. You know, to try to give the benefit of the doubt to the one who wrote that screenplay, a slight change might have accomplished the same thing. What the man with the bloody hand could have said was, "Live worthily of this sacrifice." You can't earn it. I just gave it. I just gave it to you. It's free. You can't earn this. Live worthily of it. That is, enjoy so deeply the way you've been loved here that that love spills over onto other people. So when you come to the cross, Jesus does not say, "Now earn this." He says, "I earned everything for you by dying for you. I have a righteousness that counts with God. If you will come to me, you can't provide a righteousness that counts with God. I have already provided it. If you will trust me, you will be united to me. My righteousness will count for you, and you can now enjoy that security. You are safe at home with the Father. There's no condemnation. My righteousness is your righteousness. He's going to welcome you into his family now and forever. Live in a way that reflects the value of that salvation." And that's the way we think about living now. And we're not earning anything. We have already been given all we need for life and godliness. And the battle is the battle to enjoy what God has done and what he will do and the security we have in the middle. And that's the battle. It's the battle to stop trying to earn and to enjoy what he's already provided more than we enjoy the pleasures of sin. And that's how it changes life.
The ultimate answer to the question of joy is knowing Jesus Christ. At Desiring God, we aim to help you know him and enjoy him like you never have before. Visit today and take advantage of the many free resources at our website designed to help you make Christ the treasure of your life. www.desiringgod.org. Desiringgod.org.